listening to WMUC-FM College Park. I'm Orla, and this is Stand By Your Girl, which is all about women in country music. And today I decided to throw it back to 2016, which is a bit of a trend right now, but I've seen a lot on like Instagram and whatever, people posting photos of them from 2016 and different like trends and fashion of 2016 and music, but I haven't seen country music, so I thought it would be fun. And I actually found a lot of stuff I didn't really like listen to back then. I try to find stuff that's not, you know, the super mainstream. This is college radio after all, so I think I found some fun stuff. We will listen to that in a minute after our PSA.
At Taz Plaza. The University of Maryland Farmers Market can be found weekly at Taz Plaza. There are an abundance of producer-only vendors and a cooking demonstration, with free samples hosted every week at noon. You can find everything from fresh bread, locally grown produce, popcorn, to lip balm, and local animal products. The market runs every Wednesday, rain or shine, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. during the spring season from April to May, and fall season from August to November.
All right. I've actually never been to the farmer's market. I always assumed it was, like, kind of expensive, and I'm kind of a picky eater, but everyone always says it's really fun, so maybe I should give it a chance. Anyways, like I said, we're going to do 2016 today, and found a lot of interesting stuff. The first song we're going to listen to is a Lori McKenna song off her 2016 album, The Bird and the Rifle, which is some sort of metaphor. I think a different song on the album explains it, but yeah, this is her, let's see, ninth album, and she's had three more since then, but she is ultimately a pretty prolific singer, but she's more famous as a songwriter. On this album, actually, she does her version of Humble and Kind, which was sung by Tim McGraw initially and famously so, but she wrote that song, and she wrote a lot of other songs for a lot of popular country musicians. And yeah, but this is some of her solo work, and this one is called Giving Up on Your Hometown. So let's hear it.
It's a process I'm learning, but I really miss the way things used to be. And this house once held so much joy, now feels like a trap, feels like a big cage for my... To park our parents' car by the billboard sign. They tore it down years ago to build a small high rise. It's abandoned now and it's been that way for quite some time. And it don't make sense, but the cheap motel is always open. Seems like like we're sitting in a handbasket, wondering where it's going. There's a freshwater shark in a small fish tank behind the counter. The door's always locked and you gotta prepay in cash by the hour. The sunsets still look the way they always do. Over the backyard trees my grandma used to sit under in the afternoon. And you can't keep everything the way you want. Feels like even the ghosts are getting out, giving up on your hometown. Every single Sunday, 10 a.m., we were in that pew. I was married there and baptized there, and my kids were too. My mother sang in the women's choir before she died. And the day they sold that church, even the statue of Mother Mary cried. The sunsets still look the way they always do. Over the backyard trees, my grandma used to sit under in the afternoon. And you can't keep everything the way you want. It feels like even the ghosts are getting out, giving up on your hometown, giving up on your hometown. Every kid that's left just kept going, and every debt we didn't pay we just keep owing. We never visit your daddy's grave, but we go by the house. He'd be working on a car in the driveway if he was with us now. And that porch swing you built for your mom is all but gone. I guess even when you stay right here, sometimes you can't go home. Giving up on your hometown. Giving up on your hometown.
This old, but the last 10 years sure took their toll on the girl in the picture with the plastic crown. That sequin dress wouldn't fit her now like it did before the kids. Yeah, she loves her husband 'cause she said she would. Oh, it ain't so bad, but it ain't so good. She swore she wouldn't get stuck in this town. Now she's cutting coupons 2 doors down from her mom. And it goes on. Yeah, too bad life ain't a local parade in your uncle's Corvette on a Saturday, with all the little girls waiting on you to wave when you're 17. You don't know that you won't always be. Paper clipping and a sash in the box are the only things that didn't get lost. She married a guy on a real estate sign, and it's hard to believe once upon a time she was royalty, the girl we all wanted to be. Yeah, too bad life ain't a local parade in your uncle's car. Just a teenage
Alrighty, that was Homecoming Queen by Brandi Clark. And, hold on. That's off her 2016 album, Big Day in a Small Town, which is her second album. Her first album was 2 years before, and that's, a pretty famous one called 12 Stories, but that was her second of four. And she's also pretty famous as a songwriter in country music. She's written for artists such as Miranda Lambert. She wrote her song Mama's Broken Heart, and she wrote Casey Musgraves' Follow Your Arrow and the band Perry Better Dig 2, etc., etc., etc. So she's also sort of a songwriter turned singer. And next up, we will hear from Amanda Shires, who I know her mostly from her work with the High Women. Who came up with their name inspired by the Highwaymen, and they're sort of a female country supergroup. But this was her fourth album, called My Piece of Land, out in 2016. And the song we're going to hear is called My Love the Storm, and it was co-written with her husband at the time. I believe he was her husband already. Jason Isbell, and I'm assuming it's also his backing vocals on the track. So, coming up now.
Love is loud, a thundercloud, a mother surging in a crowd. My love is fast, as burnished grass, a serpent hiding in the grass. I am the storm. Thank you.
Alrighty, that was a long one, but hopefully it kept you entertained. I thought it was pretty great, so I thought it was worthwhile. That was, obviously, You Are My Sunshine, sung by Morgan and Chris Stapleton. You may know Chris Stapleton, but you probably are not familiar with his wife, Morgan. But she sings background vocals on most of his albums and a lot of other artists' albums, including Leanne Rimes and... she sings backup on Leanne Womack's albums and has written for Leanne Rimes and Carrie Underwood and Kelly Pickler and others. So she's also a songwriter. But this was on a concept album of sorts by a producer, a Nashville producer named Dave Cobb. He made this concept album in 2016 called Southern Family. And it had a lot of artists, including Brandi Clark and Miranda Lambert, who we'll hear from later, and others. And it's essentially just a group of songs about just that, family life and Southern life. And yeah, it's kind of interesting. It was apparently inspired by a 1978 concept album called... What was it called? Something Mansions. White Mansions. 1979 concept album called White Mansions. About somewhat similar things, but that one had a more obvious concept structure in that it followed a linear narrative throughout. And this one, not so much so, but interesting nonetheless. Up next, we'll hear another song off a compilation album called Day of the Dead. That's the album name. It's a Grateful Dead cover album, and it was a charity album for the Red Hot organization, which benefits people who have been diagnosed with HIV and AIDS and spreads awareness about that. And this is the 25th compilation release benefiting that organization. And this album had 59 songs on it. And if you bought it physically, you would have 5 CDs, or I'm not even sure how many vinyls. And had lots of different artists on it, including Mumford & Sons and the Desners producers and lots of different people. But the song I chose is by, or sung by, Courtney Barnett, and it is called New Speedway Boogie. It's debatably not super country, but you know, the Dead's like country rock-ish, so whatever. But if you tuned in recently, I'm Orla, and this is Stand By Your Girl, and today I'm doing songs that came out in 2016, and I only play women in country-ish genres, so. Up next, we have New Speedway Boogie, sung by Courtney Barnett. Enjoy.
Please don't dominate the room. When it hurts this good, you gotta play it twice. Another vice.
Thank you.
Society. That one you may know if you were listening to country radio at all in 2016. I don't like to play a lot of mainstream songs, but I really like that song, and that is Vice by Miranda Lambert off her album The Weight of These Wings. That was her... Which album was that? That was her... Sixth album. And she's had a bunch more since then, but that album came out shortly after her divorce from her also famous now ex-husband Blake Shelton, and it's also sort of a concept album in a way, because it was pretty clearly all inspired by that, and it's a double album, but it's considered by many to be her best album. I don't know that I agree. I like some of her early stuff a lot, but that one does have a lot of good stuff on it. It is definitely quite good. And I saw a comment that I liked on Rate Your Music. Someone said, "Yes, this album is too long. Yes, it needs an editor, but that's by design. This record is a celebration of having no one to tell you no." And I thought that was kind of funny. But I really like, at the start of the song, hopefully you heard, there's like a needle hitting a record, because the intro talks about vinyl records. And speaking of vinyl records, Record Team is finally back today at 6 p.m., you should come. We have potentially the largest vinyl record collection on the East Coast right here in College Park at WMUC, and it's pretty cool. And I'm our head record librarian, and meetings will be Thursdays at 6 p.m., but not next week because next week's spring break. But after that, we'll be back. So, yeah, come on out. Up next in our music for today, we have Sierra Hull with her song The In Between. This is off her album Weighted Mind, which is her third album. She was 25 when this album came out, but she's like a child prodigy in mandolin. Her first album came out 8 years before that, so she was only, 17 then? But yeah, she's pretty cool. And here it is.
Sword over or under the wall when you're in between. Louder all the time.
Okay, that was Sarah DeRoge with her song House of Mercy. That one went number one on my iPod in 2016. I don't know, do we still have iPods in 2016? Maybe I already had an iPhone then. I think I did. Anyways, I really liked that song. It went to number 117 on the Billboard 200, but that's off her fourth album called Undercurrent. And she's actually the same age as Sierra Hole. They're both kind of somewhat child prodigies. In her case, she's more of a guitarist than a mandolinist, but I've seen her, I guess, twice now live. She's in a sort of super group called I'm With Her with Sarah Watkins and Aoife O'Donovan. And I've seen them a couple times and they're quite talented. Or actually, she won two Grammy Awards for that song, House of Mercy, Best American Roots Performance, and she won Best Folk Album. So I guess I wasn't the only one who thought it was pretty good, but yeah. Next up, we'll hear a much older artist, Loretta Lynn, and she had her 43rd solo album in 2016 called Full Circle. When she released this one, I believe she hadn't had an album in 12 years? Yes, 12 years, because the last album before this was her 2004 album, Van Leer Rose, produced by Jack White, which was a big divergence for her. But on this one, she was produced by her daughter, Patsy Lynn Russell, and John Carter Cash, the son of Johnny Cash and June Carter. And I chose a song off this album called Lay Me Down, which is a duet with Willie Nelson, who I saw live in the fall for his Outlaw Festival, which was very cool. And I've seen Loretta Lynn live twice. She was my second concert ever at the 930 Club when I was like 11. I guess that was before this came out, but very shortly before. And then I also saw her once at the Grand Ole Opry, which I think would have been after this came out, but shortly after. I didn't think about that. That's kind of cool. But anyways, yeah, this is a pretty interesting song. And then the last song we'll hear today, I guess we'll have a little time for it, is called Saint Anne's Parade by Shovels and Rope, which is a duo of Carrie Ann Hurst and Michael Trent. We also saw live ones. They're pretty cool. And they're kind of more country, rootsy rock. But yeah, thanks so much for tuning in today. I will take a break next week for spring break, and then I'll be back. I'm thinking of doing songs released in 2006. I feel like this is kind of a fun little theme. So yeah, see you then. Bye-bye.
I've raised my head and set myself in the eye of a storm, in the belly of a whale. My spirit stood on solid ground. I'll be at peace when they lay me down.
When I was a child, I cried until my needs were satisfied. My needs have grown up pound for pound. I'll be at peace when they lay me down.
When they lay me down someday, my soul will rise and fly away. This old world will turn around. I'll be at peace.
life isn't fair, it seems. It's filled with tears and broken dreams. There are no tears where I am bound, and I'll be at peace when they lay me down.
Mississippi in the rain. It don't seem to freeze too much down in New Orleans, but the rain can sure wash out the street. Across the snow line, man, it was just in time. They're digging them out everywhere north of the Chesapeake. And I'm up too damn early in the morning, watching the world around me come alive. And I need more fingers to count the ones I love. This life may be too good to survive. Canceled a parade or two for weather. The kings and saints, their robes all soaking wet. But we were happy just to all be there together. Stoned on the